Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I want to start out with this word perspective. I love this word. And I think if you contemplate it a little bit, it can change your life too. Let's first define what is perspective. One dictionary definition is it's a point of view or a way of looking at things. A perspective is the product of influences in your life. Another definition is it's the interrelation in which a subject or its parts are mentally viewed. So, again, just jumping back on Mike's testimony, I mean, there's two different ways you can look at that. And one is, you know, the God way that you're looking at it. You know, God sent an angel to rescue you, and that's what he says in Hebrews that angels are for. And we're their handiwork. We are the angel's job. You know, we're their task. So, but you could have looked at it a different way and really let it defeat you, instill fear in you, and things like that. So perspective is everything. We have things happening to us each and every day. We have thoughts that we have to make decisions on and think about. And perspective is this viewpoint that we get based on our experience, based on our beliefs and convictions. So most anything that happens to us can be viewed in multiple perspectives. So I want to challenge you, when something bad happens to you or something unexplained happens to you, ask God, what is your perspective on this situation? You know, the first thing we want to do is we want to immediately blame the devil, and it may be his fault. Or we want to blame ourselves. We did something wrong, or we're just not good enough, or we want to blame somebody else. You know, they're evil. But just try to ask, what is your perspective, God? And in anything that happens to you, if you can see God at work in it. You really can. We can view it from the positive perspective or a negative perspective. But there's always a God perspective. And we should try to figure out what that is. So today, I want to give you a God perspective on being a Christian. And this is a little different than what most people think about when they think, I'm a Christian. There's a lot to be said about that, so I'm going to focus on one element today. So, first, I want to talk about ambassadorship. Or, what is an ambassador exactly? We know that ambassadors in the society, the governmental role, the political role, represent the government or their country of origin in place of the president or leader of that country. So ambassadors are also known as diplomats. The foreign country is what we call a host nation, and that serves as their base. So ambassadors are sent out to another country, and that is the host nation. They're hosting them, and that serves as their base. And from that base, from that embassy, they promote international relations between the country they're from and the country they're in, and the governments and the trade and military involvement, cultural relationships. So an ambassador is kind of that person in between, trying to introduce each other and bring them together. Well, what does an ambassador do actually? They have a wide range of responsibilities dealing with foreign relations because, again, they're in a foreign country. Each task is carried out in a diplomatic manner. It's made to meet the needs of the ambassador's home country, while keeping a positive relationship with the host country. So you don't want to go as an ambassador to a foreign country and be a jerk, be an ugly American. You want to be a diplomat. That's diplomatic. One of the most important responsibilities of an ambassador is to notify their home country of any developments in the host country. And they'll write related or detailed reports and send them back to the home country so they know what's going on. It's almost like legal spying. Because of the ambassador's unique relationship with the host nation, ambassadors are able to help in the development of foreign policy with that nation. So the home government will have a governmental policy with the host nation, and the ambassador's job is to try to help each side see each other's needs and wants and how they can help one another. But ultimately, their main job is to make sure they protect their home country. Ambassadors will communicate to the host nation what his home country thinks about certain things. A host nation may be saying, "I'm going to do this, we want to do this." And the ambassador will say, "Well, this is how they think about it." Ambassadors also travel from their home country. They explain foreign policy. They evacuate refugees from dangerous situations. So if you're traveling in a foreign country and you have a serious problem, you can contact the American embassy in that country and they will help you. If you haven't traveled to foreign countries, you might not realize that. And because of the sensitive nature of their careers, ambassadors carry out their duties with a diplomatic demeanor. Having the goal of keeping a positive relationship between their home country and the country that's hosting them. When they travel, when they serve as an ambassador, they're always viewed as a foreigner. In other words, they never become a citizen or person of that country because they're a foreigner. They'll constantly look different. They'll speak differently. They'll have a different accent. So, you know, they, and that's a positive and a negative, but, you know, that's why they're an ambassador. They've got this ability to be a diplomat in a foreign country. Ambassadors try to smooth out relationships between countries. Lord knows, so many of us countries are having problems with each other. And the ambassadors will do this by treaty negotiations, immigration discussions, international meetings, banquets, parties, all that kind of stuff. Ambassadors spend most of their time in meetings with either staff members, foreign diplomats, or host country officials, and they spend a lot of time in the office writing up reports and implementing these international programs. So the working environment for an ambassador can vary. If they're an ambassador to a poor country, they have to struggle along and deal with the poverty of that country. If they're sent to a wealthy country, then they have to learn how to communicate with wealthy people and their customs. And it can be tense relations between the home country and the host country. It doesn't matter whether the host country is poor or rich or in between. So that's just a quick overview of what an ambassador does in case you didn't already know. But turn with me now to Philippians 3, verse 20. All that was just kind of background because I'm hoping you're going to be amazed. You're going to have some aha moments here as we go through the rest of the message here. Are you there? Philippians 3, verse 20. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Can I get a witness? For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory by the exertion of the power that he has, even to subject all things to himself. So here, Paul is introducing this fact that he's an ambassador because he's a citizen of heaven. And he's telling us the same thing. We are citizens of heaven. Have you ever thought about that? We're citizens of heaven. That's our home. That's our home country. That is where we're headed. That's where we're going to spend eternity. I know we kind of get hung up, well, I'm an American. I was born in America. Well, but we're a citizen also. We have dual citizenship. We are a citizen in heaven. And our citizenship in heaven is the eternal one. Turn with me now. Go to the left to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Just a couple books to your left. 2 Corinthians 5. Are you there now?
We're there.
2 Corinthians 5. Well, we're going to read verses 14 through 20. For the love of Christ controls us. The love of Christ controls us. Wow. That's amazing when you think about it. And it should change us. It should impact us. The love of Christ controls us. Having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he, Jesus, died for all so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf. Wow. Mike, is this hammering you today or what?
It's getting me good.
This is just amazing. I'm cracking up, but God has you here today to give that testimony, and boom. 16, therefore, from now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him in this way no longer. In other words, Christ came in the flesh, and the apostles knew him in the flesh, but now he has ascended back to heaven, so they know him in spirit. 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away, and behold, the new things have come. Keep that in mind. New things have come, because it's going to play a little part as we move on here. Now, all of these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. So, Jesus was heaven's ambassador. He came from heaven down to earth to connect with us, to demonstrate what heaven was like, to demonstrate what his Father was like, so that we could know what the invisible God is like. He came in person. He gave us the ministry of reconciliation, namely that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed to us, the word of reconciliation. Anybody want to tell us what reconciliation means?
To make up. Yeah. If something happened and now you're back together again.
Right. Restore the relationship. The ministry of reconciliation. 20. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. Have you ever realized that? I mean, I think most of us think, well, I'm born again, I'm a Christian, I'm a sheep. And the Bible is telling us we're ambassadors. So there's something just a little more important, something that's outside of ourselves. We are ambassadors for Christ as though God were making an appeal through us. In other words, he is appealing from heaven, the home country, through us as we interact with people here on earth. We beg you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. So this is God's heart that none should perish. It should be our heart that none should perish, that they would be reconciled to God. He made him who knew no sin to be sin in our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So the point here is heaven, God in heaven is looking for ambassadors to represent Jesus. That's our assignment. We are ambassadors of heaven, our true home. To earth, our temporary home. Is that clicking in? You know, because that might be a new way of looking at things in your life that you haven't looked at before. You know, our true home is in heaven. This is our earthly home. We're going to have a new body. We're going to have a new home. And like I said last week, somebody else is moving into your home down the road. You know, when you're gone back to gone to heaven, your home, somebody else is moving into.
Hopefully soon.
Yeah. Once we become this new creation, we become citizens of heaven. We're born into our citizenship in heaven. And we've been sent by Jesus out into the world, and we report back to him. You know, remember, ambassadors need to make those reports. We do his bidding. You know, Jesus will say, I want you to go talk to this person. I want you to help this person. I want you to do this or that. So he's instructing us what to do. Yeah, he could do it himself. But he's called us to do it for a reason and a purpose. We don't over-identify with the people he calls us to go serve, because we're still that citizen of heaven. We are not them, and we are not a better version of them. And I think that's where we really get things messed up in our head in Christianity. We are not a better version of humanity. We're not a better version of Americans because we're Christian. We're ambassadors to them. Our job is to represent our home country and to introduce people and convert them that they too might be citizens of heaven. So the Bible says this through Paul. Our citizenship is in heaven. Paul, his life mission, he would tell people, my life mission is to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, of which I am an ambassador in chains. He was literally in prison, in chains, and he was still an ambassador. He saw himself as an ambassador. He was still sharing the gospel. He was still discipling. So we are heaven's ambassadors, and like political ambassadors who are sent out for a specific period of time, then they're called back. You know that when somebody's made an ambassador, they have a term, and then they're called back. Well, we too. We have a time when we're being called back to heaven. We don't know when it is, but that's what's going to happen, just like a political ambassador. Political ambassadors, they go to that foreign land, they set up an embassy, so that they can mingle and meet with the people in the host nation. They have to go outside the embassy to meet and mingle and discover what's going on. And they also invite people in, and then they report back to their home country. Now, isn't that what we're supposed to be doing? I mean, we're heaven ambassadors, and we're supposed to do the very same thing. Our church, this sheep barn right here, is our embassy. Okay, I want to get that in your head. This is your embassy. You're a heaven's ambassador. This is your embassy. So you come here just like an ambassador does to their embassy. You come here, you invite people in. You can meet people here. If you want to have a meeting, invite them to Bible study, whatever, church. And then you go out from here. So our food pantry, it's geared towards us going out into the community. When we go out and help people in the community, they have a problem or they're stuck in a ditch or whatever, we're an ambassador and we go out and help. Interestingly, this embassy here doesn't have locks and bars and iron gates, so anybody is welcome. So, like political ambassadors, we heaven ambassadors, we got to file reports with our home country, and that's called prayer. So we pray. You know, we agree with God. We let Him know. We ask Him for help. We complain. We just communicate with Him, and we listen to what He says. He's, okay, I hear you. And I want you to go do this. And we have many opportunities for meetings here with the church and Bible study and food pantry, one-on-one discipleship. And we're supposed to be trying to smooth out relationships between the people here on earth with God in heaven. You see that? We've got the two sides and we're in between. Come on. God loves you. You know, be part of this heaven. We even welcome, we're supposed to go out and welcome new applicants to our home country. So that means we communicate to them what our home country and our boss Jesus is like, and we invite them to apply for citizenship. So we can lead them to being born again, born into that kingdom. So imagine this change of outlook on your life that I've just described. In other words, being an ambassador of heaven. It can revolutionize your life. It can give you new purpose. If you're wandering around or wandering around the house and you're kind of bored or just don't feel like you have any purpose in life, you do. Just remember, you're an ambassador. Get off that easy chair and go out and ambassador somewhere. You know, go out and mingle and meet and invite somebody into your embassy. Invite them over for dinner or lunch. Just do things that ambassadors do. Staying shut up at your house by yourself is not effective ambassadorship. I think we also understand that. The blessing, nobody hit me. The blessing of being in Christ is not just for you. It's not just for you. God has called you into His new family for others. Yeah, you're blessed. You receive all kinds of great things, but it's not just for you. You're supposed to get out and share that blessing with others. When our home nation calls us back home, known as the rapture or maybe physical death, when our home country calls us back home, time's up. It is too late for the people left in the host country. I had this one vision in my mind on that point. Remember when we were pulling out of Afghanistan? And they had that big old military plane, and everybody was trying to get on it, and it was rolling down the highway, and they were still trying to get on it. That's what it feels like. You know, it's going to be sudden. So we can't wait to communicate Christ to others like we have some kind of warning. There's not going to be a warning. It's going to be boom. And it's done. So today is the day. You've been commissioned by the resurrected Christ, that Jesus that got beaten and killed and crucified and buried and raised again, before He went back to heaven, said, hey, here's what I want you to do. You're to be my witness. You're to be my ambassadors. So, I just want you to say in your heart, in your mind, that I'm a heaven ambassador. To realize, I'm a heaven ambassador. I'm an ambassador of heaven. And when you meet someone, you know how it is? Hi, who are you? Or, hi, my name's Mark. Just maybe you can say, hi, Mark Disbro, heaven ambassador. You know, would that spark a conversation or what? You know, When you send your emails, you can put signatures on your emails or your text messages. Why not put Mark Disbrow, Heaven Ambassador? Huh? Phone number. What about when you're communicating with your family and your unbelieving friends and family? Why not, you know, say Mark Disbrow, Heaven Ambassador, as you send them the message to them? You know, how fun is that? We could have some fun. Yeah, it might also keep you in line, too, because, wait a minute, is that what a Heaven's Ambassador does? I better not do that. So let me just finish up here, because I'm hoping that you're thinking, okay, all right, I'm digging this Heaven's Ambassador thing. Exactly what do I do? How do I do this? I'm afraid. I'm an introvert. I can't go out and evangelize an ambassador. How do you do that? Okay, I'm going to make it real simple. Anybody can do these things. Number one, look for opportunity. Look for opportunity. Keep your eyes open so you can talk to people and listen for the ways you can connect the conversation to Christ. You are a Heaven Ambassador. Remember that? Catch up with a family member by phone or text. Use social media to encourage a friend. And again, throw in that Heaven Ambassador thing. Let a coworker know that you're praying for them. You know, we've said very often, when somebody at work or a friend says, well, pray for me on this or that, just say, okay, and start praying.
Amen.
You know, yes. Don't, I mean, it freaks them out, but they ask for it. Take dinner to a neighbor in need. It's so simple, or cookies or muffins or something. Just, you know, don't even wait for them to ask. If you know they're having a hard time, just take them something. Bless them. How about when you're going through the checkout line at the store and you would ask the cashier, how are you doing? You know, and listen. Not just a rote, how are you doing? Fine. And listen to what's going on in their lives. And maybe be intentional about forming relationships with people around you. We do that here at church between each other, but we also need to do it with people out in the community. Okay, so that was the first one, right? Look for opportunity. Everybody can have an opportunity, but you may say, well, I'm just not seeing them, God. Okay, well, pray for open hearts and open doors. Pray for open hearts and doors. You know, you get up in the morning and you're getting ready to go out. Pray that God will set up a divine appointment for you with somebody that has an open heart, open door. If you're in the checkout line, you know, you might be four people back. Start praying for an opening with the cashier. If you feel like everybody knows a Christian, just pray for God to introduce someone into your life who isn't. And watch what happens. And that's some serious fun. Just no telling what's going to happen on that one.
It's great, though. It's an adventure, guys. It's
And then just pray for that opportunity to share with open hearts. You could be in front of the person and maybe you haven't started talking to them and just start praying right then. You know, because you know you're going to meet them. You know you're going to say hello to each other. Just start praying for that open heart, that open door. Okay, three, speak the gospel. Speak the gospel. Living a godly life is essential for sharing our faith, but people need to actually hear the gospel too. They need to hear that God loves them, that Christ died for them, and they can have eternal life. Just by living a godly life, people aren't going to get that. They aren't going to understand those things, those components. You know, Scripture says, how will they call on him who they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him whom they've never heard of? They need to hear about Jesus. And how are they to hear without someone preaching? So that's our job. Heaven ambassadors, we're supposed to audibly share the gospel. And one of the ways, poor Mike today, like I was saying, I'm hoping that you can parlay this crash into a great testimony and opening to talk to people about Jesus. Because people want to hear about your story. You might have been a goody two-shoe growing up and a rule follower, and you think you don't have much of a testimony to share. That's not true. Everyone has something to share to someone. If you're praying for that opportunity, God is going to put somebody in front of you that's going to connect to your testimony. So just trust God and share your testimony. Okay, the last one is diplomacy. Be a diplomat. Our actions and our life are the attention getters to open up the conversation. So we want people to see our life in Christ, yes. We want that to communicate Christ, yes. But that's just a door opener. That's a conversation starter. People will recognize that you're a foreigner, that you're not from this world because you're not acting like, you don't look like, you don't sound like, you don't talk like somebody from the world. You're talking, looking, acting like somebody from another kingdom. You're an alien. That's what you are. As a heaven ambassador, you endeavor to make peace between the unsaved and God. That's our job, to make peace between the unsaved and our God. You know this. We aren't of the world. We are in it. And it's a temporary assignment. We're in the world as ambassadors. We're agent of a kingdom the world needs to see and experience. The world here needs to see and experience heaven. They need to see and experience Christ. And it starts with us. People need to see that God's other way, how it's lived out. And that they should see that in us. When God came to dwell among us, we were able to see in Jesus what the invisible God is really like, Father God. And in the same way, we, the church, have an opportunity and a responsibility to demonstrate what kingdom life is really like. Amen? So I'm hoping and praying that I've been able to communicate to you a new way of approaching life, a new understanding of what your life in Christ is supposed to be like. It's not all butterflies and rainbows, or we're not going to be more blessed and more richer. You know, we're going to have persecution. People are going to hate us and attack us. But if we're in Christ, if we're an ambassador of heaven, things are totally different. Totally different. So, praise God. Let's gather around and pray for one another.